Unit 6, page 65, exercise 3.
Today I'm going to talk about friendships. After a quick look at why your choice of friends matters, I'm going to examine the traits of a true friend and of a frenemy and give some tips on what to do when friendships go wrong. So, why does your choice of friends matter? Because the people you hang out with make you who you are. Your family is a big influence, of course, particularly in your early years. But increasingly as you grow up, it's your friends who influence you. The great news is, you can choose your friends. But the bad news is, not everyone makes the right choices. Sometimes, the people you think of as friends are actually frenemies. So, what's a true friend? It's someone who's interested in what's going on in your life and who's a shoulder to cry on when you need it most. They don't necessarily share your hobbies and interests, but they don't look down on them either. They don't necessarily agree with you on everything, but they respect your opinions. In short, they accept you as you are. That doesn't mean they never criticize you. A good friend's job is to help you to become the best person you can be. And sometimes that might involve them telling it to you straight. After all, if a good friend can't tell you when you're making a big mistake, who can? But they would always do this kindly and in private. If someone you think of as a friend is forever criticizing you and putting you down in front of other people, this person may be more of a frenemy than a friend. So what other frenemy signs are there to look out for? Humor is one. If their jokes make you laugh, great. But if their jokes often hurt your feelings, and they then accuse you of having no sense of humor when they see that you're upset, think twice about keeping this person close to you. It's classic frenemy behavior. Do you have friends who encourage you to do things that you know are wrong? That could be seen as frenemy behavior too. Other examples. They might ignore you when you're in a group, even though they're great company when it's just the two of you. Or they might encourage you to confide your secrets in them and then tell people you hardly know. At worst, they might just pretend to be your friend in order to get something they want. And what do you do if you've noticed some frenemy behavior in your friend? First, remember that none of us is perfect. There's a scale between true friend and frenemy, and most people are somewhere in the middle. Talk to your friend and explain how their behavior makes you feel. If they apologize and try to change, don't give up on them. They're a friend who's made a mistake, and we all make those. On the other hand, they may see the situation a bit differently from you, so listen carefully to their point of view and be prepared to make changes yourself if you've made mistakes. After all, being a good friend yourself is the best way to earn good friends. But if you have someone in your life who doesn't take your feelings seriously and who regularly makes you feel uncomfortable or anxious, it might be time to distance yourself from them. Find other people to hang out with instead. Frenemies can really get you down and undermine your self-confidence. Choose to spend your time with more positive people.